We've got something to say. Radio New York International.
He's a musician, he's a songwriter, and he plays second base for the California Angels. It's always a pleasure to introduce my buddy John Borak. John, how you doing?
I am doing great, David. It's great to be here. And I probably could be playing second base for the Eagles, the way things are going for them this year.
I would think so. So you're going to come down to Texas for the International Pop Overthrow Festival. You are the touring drummer for the Reused Electrics.
I am now the permanent drummer for the Reused Electrics, not only touring, but recording. And we are now the Used Electrics. We're no longer Reused. Victor says that we are now just plain used. We've actually recorded a bunch of tracks. One has been released. It's a song called Loose. We'll be performing that at our IPO set.
Oh, nice.
So that track's been released on the new CD, just out on Spider Pop Records, We All Shine On, celebrating the music of 1970.
Uh-huh.
So that version of Loose, originally done by Iggy and the Stooges, was recorded by us, the Used Electrics, and it was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you are a really good. I mean, when I first saw you play, I said, okay, this is a middling power pop drummer, but when Victor gets you wound up, you're a monster. You're a monster behind the kit.
Well, you know, you kind of have to play pretty hard with those songs that we do. I mean, the Used Electrics are all about kind of reinventing those 70s punk anthems. You know, the Ramones, Generation X, Iggy and the Stooges, The Clash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't play those like you're playing Tea Time at the old folks' home. You know, you've got to give it a lot of effort and bang and smash around, and that's what I do.
Well, plus you don't want the scorn from Victor saying, are you kidding me? Come on, can you play the drums? You don't want Victor to look at you with that look, you know?
No, I've gotten that look from Victor a couple of times, and it's not a pleasant experience.
No.
I'm just kidding. You know, it is the most fun I think I've ever had on stage is to play with Victor, because just the look of pure joy I can see when he turns around and looks at me in the middle of one of these songs, it's just priceless.
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun just to let loose, you know, and just play those songs that, you know, I loved growing up and Victor loved growing up, and so many of us really enjoyed when we were back in our younger days. And who knows how long we'll be able to keep doing this, you know, but it's sure fun while it's lasting.
Yeah, exactly. And the IPO Festival, second year in a row at Arlington, David Bash is bringing the circus to town, and we're going to have a blast. We're going to have a blast.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, IPO is always great. You know, just played here in L.A. a couple months back with a couple other bands that I'm in here in Los Angeles, the Armoires and the Dons, and that was a lot of fun. And always good for the pop community in L.A. to kind of get everybody back together, especially post-COVID. And David does a great job with the festival and bringing so many people and musicians and fans together. He is definitely to be commended.
Yeah, exactly. And you're an author, 100 pivotal moments.
Pivotal. Not pitiful, it's pivotal, yes.
I was saying pivot, anyway. 100 pivotal.
The book is called The Beatles 100, and it's subtitled 100 Pivotal Moments in the Beatles' Career.
Easy for you to say.
It's been out in hardback for about a year.
Uh-huh.
And the big news is, in about a month, it'll be going into a second printing in a paperback version. So, me being a Beatles fan, I can then definitively say I am a paperback writer.
So,
a lot of fun.
I like that. Paperback writer. That's a good one. I like that one. And you also write for Goldmine.
I keep thinking someone's at your door when I hear that.
Well, you know, it's my, it's, well, not the doorbell, but, and you write for Goldmine, and you have a John Lennon book, and of course the Shake Some Action books that you've put out, the greatest power pop of all time. Good stuff.
Yeah, I've written a couple of power pop books. The Lennon book now is 12 years old, believe it or not. It's crazy. But,
wow.
Writing about the Beatles is fun, and I've always got new projects going on, working on another book project, hope to be able to announce it soon. And
what's,
you know,
the title? What's the title of the
here.
Book? What's the title
well,
of the book?
I'm not at liberty to announce it just yet.
So that's okay. I tried.
Hopefully soon, once we sign that contract, you know, we'll be able to say something.
And all your books are available on Amazon, which is very impressive. Well, just about
yeah,
all
I'm
of them.
I'm not sure if the PowerPaw books are. The last time I checked on there, one of the PowerPaw books was on Amazon for $650.
Well, I bought it.
$650 for, I wish someone would pay me $650 for one, but...
Well, you should...
But yeah, you can get the Beatles 100, I think, in the Lennon book used. The Lennon one used on Amazon, Beatles 100, is still available brand new on Amazon.
Nice. And you're a producer. You put together the record. You put together other records. Liner notes you do. What don't you do? Do you do windows?
I do windows, but only when they're really, really dirty. And I can't find anyone else in my house to do them for me.
Oh, that works.
But yeah, the latest release is the 1970 tribute I spoke of earlier. A lot of acts that will be there at IPO are on this release. Lanny Flowers, Danny Wilkerson, of course, Used Electrics, I mentioned earlier, and Alan Petchy. The illustrious Alan Petchy is on there with Delbert Rains doing a version of Pacific Gas and Electric's Are You Ready, which is an amazingly soulful track that leads off the disc. So... just a lot of fun to put together and, you know, have all these great songs that again, we all grew up with and having people reinvent them. And now people seem to be enjoying it and playing it a lot on the air, including yourself. It's really gratifying and a lot of fun.
Yeah, that Petchy Rains track, Are You Ready? I heard it last year. Victor played it for me in his studio, and it blew me away. And, you know, Victor wouldn't send it to me. But, of course, I ask Alan Petchy, and he goes, okay, I'll send it, but don't tell anybody where you got it from. So, I mean, obviously...
Because if mom says no, you ask dad.
You ask dad, right, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, Delbert's a great musician, great singer, and hopefully he gets back into the fold, but, you know, he's doing what makes himself happy, and I'm really happy for Delbert that, you know, he found some time to release a great record.
Yeah, pretty amazing lead vocal from Delbert on this track, and something I didn't really know he had in him. I mean, I knew he could sing like Paul McCartney and had a beautiful voice and could play the bass, but when I first heard this track... I was blown away. I was completely blown away. And other people are really seeming to be enjoying it, too. Great, great version of that song.
So you will be in Arlington at the International Pop Overthrow Festival, and the Used Electrics, not the Reused Electrics, but the Used Electrics will be shutting down the festival on Saturday night. And when you guys come on, you just turn up the volume, you know?
You know, it's not as loud as it once was.
Yeah.
We're getting complaints from people in Dallas and San Antonio and way far away.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But it's not as loud as it was, but it's still loud because punk rock should be loud.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there were people, I mean, particularly myself, I had my earplugs in, you know, but when the earplugs go in, you lose all the highs. You pick up all the basses. So you want that balance. Are you going to bring some of your books down to the festival for the merch table? Because I am the merch guy.
I might bring a couple down. You know, honestly, I'm running low of the hardback versions, but I might bring a few down and see if anyone would like to pick one up, because those are almost gone. Again, the paperback version with a few edits is going to be coming out soon, but I might bring a few hardback versions down. I appreciate you doing the merch, by the way. You always do an amazing job there.
Well, thank you. It's always fun to do the merch, you know. It's a lot of work. So last year, they dumped all this merchandise, all these shirts at me, and nothing was in order. So I had to put the small, the medium, the large, set it all up and everything. And
right.
It's work. It's work. But, you know, it's a labor of... The labor
of
love.
Possibly lead to a second career at Ross Dress for Less, or maybe TJ Maxx. I don't know, Dave.
Could be. Well, I've also gone on tour with bands, so I could be a merch guy on the road too. So we'll see.
We shall
see. Hey, John, listen, it's great talking with you, my friend, and we're going to end this set with your song with the Used Electrics. See, I almost said reused. No, I'm sorry. No, we won't go. I'll save that for when I interview Victor. We're going to do the Pop Dude, Share the Land, off your 1970 compilation. Anyway, where can they get this record if they want to? So it's on Amazon. It's on Spider Pop. It's on everywhere. It's everywhere on the internet.
Yeah, you can go to Spider Pop Records. I think it's spiderpop.com, or go to Big Stir Records.
Right,
where,
right.
You know, Spider Pop's partner. You can find it in stores pretty soon because they have really good distribution now. It's online. You know, it's a CD. There's also a digital version. So if you just do a little search for We All Shine On, Celebrating Music of 1970, you should be able to find it online, definitely.
Or better yet, come down to the International Pop Overthrow Festival. I'm sure there'll be some copies on the table to sell.
We will have copies there. You know, this might even be kind of a little album release party for that, since we're going to have at least three of the artists who are on there, four of the artists who are on there performing at IPO. So why not? Yeah, come on down, pick up a copy, and say hello.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, John, thank you kindly for joining me, and welcome back to Radio New York International, and I'll see you in Arlington.
Sounds good, Dave. Thanks so much. Love your show.
Thank you. Take care.
From Brooklyn, New York. The Boogeyman. Only here on RNI. Radio New York International.
There we go. Hey, that's the Pop Dude, Share the Land, on 11L, R&I.
Your dream station.
Radio New York International.
Let's cruise with the sound of R&I.